Everything I know about Hanukkah was taught to me by my friend Kimberly Gladman. She taught me that the first and most important of the Hanukkah message is the idea of rededication. The story goes that the Maccabees freed the temple from an occupying power that had defiled it and sanctified it anew for worship. I like to see this as a metaphor and to think every year about what it is in my life that I value but have in some way fallen away from or I'm not taking care of, and to which I would like to rededicate myself. What is that for you? Have you let something fall away? A spiritual practice, something that gives you joy, something that makes you feel and reaffirms your purpose in life. It could be a relationship with a spouse, a child, a friend. It could be a volunteer activity for a social or political cause. It could be making time regularly for spiritual practice, for exercise, for improving our health in some way, or practicing an instrument or a foreign language that we know will enrich our lives. The second theme of Hanukkah is the power of faith. Like Allison said, the most important message is not about the little lamp that lasted. It's about the people, right? One of my favorite rabbinic interpretations of the holiday is that the miracle of Hanukkah is not, as is often claimed, the fact that a small container of oil burned for a week. The miracle is that the people, knowing that the oil could not possibly last for the desired duration of their celebration, lit the flame anyway. It was at that moment, when the light was first kindled, that the miracle occurred in their hearts. This story has, of course, many possible applications for us and encourages us to have faith to start our own seemingly impossible and beautiful ventures. The third theme of Hanukkah, closely related to the second, is the power of the community and communion with something greater than the individual self. Whether one understands that in earthly or divine terms, this is expressed in the hymn identified with Hanukkah, Rock of Ages, where we read that God's word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. In other words, the Maccabees' military victory is understood as the result not of human might, but of divine grace, without which it would not have been possible. I think this is a lesson for us today, that while we may not be able to achieve our goals or overcome our challenges alone, if we are part of a spiritual community, we can. So before the restoration, the temple had been burned down. It was covered with overgrown weeds. It had remained desolate and dark for 3 years. Sometimes in our own lives, things fall apart. Relationships are broken. Our bodies become fragile. Connections are lost. Regret, cynicism, and despair grow strong while our inner light grows weak. We experience hopelessness. Now, I always thought that hope was the key to restoration, to moving forward, to my ministry even. I thought, well, if I don't have hope or cannot inspire hope, what is the point of ministry? I grew up in the times of the Rainbow Coalition chanting the motto, keep hope alive, keep hope alive. So when I heard Dr. Miguel de la Torre preaching about hopelessness, about crucifying hope before it can be unresurrected from the shards of life, I could not understand or relate to that message. I could not understand preaching that hopelessness can save us from clinging to an impossible, fragile hope. He was proposing, I understand now, that the light of true hope can only emerge when we embrace the darkness, that we must bear witness to suffering in ourselves and in others. John Schneider, a trauma psychologist, writes, "Perhaps the most important dimension of witnessing is our ability to hold hope for another. Sometimes people say, 'I can't imagine recovering from this,' or 'Do you ever think it will get better?' or 'Do you think I can make it?' When our own light goes out, it takes another person to rekindle it. The real miracle is the human connection, the recognition that we are part of a community right here, and that we are in a covenantal relationship, a covenant to watch over one another, to pay attention, to dedicate and commit each other to giving of ourselves, to keeping the promise to walk together. Hope begins in the juxtaposition of rage and love, in the very collision of human despair and divine love, unconditional human love too. Hope lives in the borderlands, at the crossroads, in the darkness, where we find each other among the weeds, among the ruins, in the ashes, bearing witness, lamenting together. There in the darkness amidst the ruins, we restore the broken places. We gather new rocks and we rededicate ourselves to the task of restoring our inner light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, said the prophet Isaiah. And you might be asking right now, where is my light? Where is the light for my country? It has been dimmed by systemic violence, by fear. Our cities have been destroyed by hatred, by people pitted against each other. Arise, shine, for your light has come. But everywhere I turn, I see people lamenting. Where is my light? Can I find it among the ruins with so much suffering and heartache around me? Arise and shine, for your light has come today, right here, right now. I see a new vision for this country. I see a new light for a country that has been playing in the dark for too long. I see people standing on the side of love, keeping hope alive, keeping hope alive. This Christmas, this Hanukkah, I see rededication to peace, to justice, to freedom. And I see hope being born of the ashes, from the shards of the brokenness, our broken hopes. And I feel hope resurrected in me and in others like a miracle among the ruins. Arise, shine, you are the divine spark. I am light, you are light, we are light, and we are being asked to rekindle this inner light in ourselves and in each other. We are being asked to shine our light on the world and to be seen, to be heard, to be felt. We need your light to shine brightly for what we are called to do. We need you to rededicate yourself to be in a covenantal relationship with one another, to rekindle our promise to watch over one another, to fulfill our calling to heal this world that is hurting, to heal this country that lives in fear. With our light, we can heal. With our light, we can hope. With our light, we can offer forgiveness, unconditional love. Arise and shine and come down from the hills. Be bold and declare victory like the Maccabees did, even when the temple is wrecked. Arise and shine. You are the stuff from which such miracles are made. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And blessed be.